Hi parents, Kent Curry here again. This time I want to talk to you as a children's ministry director. Parenting can have moments of great joy and yet at the same time can also be the source of some of our most frustrating moments as well. Many times we can easily feel alone as parents or wonder whether we're doing the right thing. We long to talk with someone, but don't always know who would understand or even care about what we're going through. That's why I'm excited to tell you the good news I have for you today. You ready for it? Here it is. You do not have to parent alone. It's true. Starting right now, you have a church here at BlackRock full of leaders, volunteers, small group leaders, and friends that want to come alongside you and support you as parents. You'll meet the volunteers as you bring your child to our classrooms over the next several years. Our goal is to partner with you in helping your child develop a relationship with Jesus. We're there to back you up, pray for you, and even serve your child as he or she grows up. Sound too good to be true? Well, it isn't. Let me give you three things that you can count on as you begin this partnership with your church. First of all, there are volunteers who want to partner with you by building trusting relationships with your child. We know that in order to influence a child spiritually, trust must be built. I reflect back on one of our third grade teachers this past year who had developed a really strong bond with his boys. One of his boys would call him up on the weekends sometime if he was having trouble at home. He was able to lead this boy to the Lord, and the boy had a strong relationship with him that when he wasn't there, this teacher would pick up on it, give him a call, and the boy felt missed, that someone was here at church and someone knew how important it was for him to show up every week. We know that kids and parents were counting on him. As your child grows, these volunteers want to listen, guide, pray, and encourage them during their classroom time each week. In elementary, small group leaders help your child learn how to apply God's word into their real lives. They get excited when your child makes a wise choice or learns something new. It really pumps them up. These same volunteers look forward to connecting with you as you drop off and pick up your child each week. Get to know who these volunteers are. Let them know how they can pray for you during the week. We are behind you 100% and want to partner with you on this parenting journey. Secondly, us as a kids ministry and as volunteers want to partner with you in building a strong spiritual foundation for your child. In order to do that, we teach the Bible in strategic, age-appropriate ways. In preschool, we cover three pillars. God made me. We want them to know that them in their bodies and in their structure and their little fingers and toes, that God made them beautiful. God made me. God loves me. And we kind of put it in sort of an age-appropriate way that Jesus wants to be our friend forever. In elementary, three concepts we want them to get is, I need to trust God no matter what. Through good times and bad times, God is the one who is here that we can trust in, no matter when the world lets us down. Secondly, I need to make the wise choice that God will help these kids develop wisdom and understanding to make good choices in their lives. And then the last one is, I should treat others the way I want to be treated. We want them to understand God in the light of the pillars of the stories in Scripture, and we want to partner with you in connecting with that at home as well as at church. It's important for you to know that the Bible truths taught over the years have a scope and sequence to them. They are meant to build on each other. We are committed to giving kids information about the Bible, but we realize that's very important. But remember that our highest goals is to turn out kids who have a passion and a vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ and walk as disciples of Christ. We consider it a privilege to be able to work together with you to make this goal a reality. Just think of the celebration we can have together when that day happens as they are grown adults who are following Christ with their lives. Okay, let's pause for a second review. First, we want to build a trusting relationship with you and your child. And secondly, we want to help you build a strong spiritual foundation with your child, one that leads to a relationship with Jesus. The third thing I want to tell you about answers the big parenting question we all have. What should I be doing at home during these early years when it comes to spiritually influencing my child? As your partner, we will have take-homes for you to work with every week that you can do at home with your child. We will start small and we will keep things simple and doable. I promise you won't be required to have them memorize large sections of scripture as a three-year-old. We will have small goals, but all in the scope and sequence of them to be followers of Christ. Well, parents, that's it. Those are the three things I wanted to tell you about today. Now, your mission, if you're ready to accept it, is to attend the parent orientation meeting at church. There we will sit down with you as ministry leaders. You'll get all of the information about that Sunday. You'll be able to ask any questions that you may have about bringing your child up on front of the stage, about what you need to do, about who you should invite. It is definitely a celebration, so gathering of all of your extended family is a plus. This is a major event. So get out your calendars, find out where and when this meeting will be held. RSVP yes, and be there. All right, that's it. You've completed all of your assignments, and you are off to a great start. Thanks so much for listening and doing your homework. Your decision to be intentional from the beginning is to be commended. Now, if you'll allow me to please let me be the first to welcome you to the parenting adventure. Buckle up your seatbelts, Mom and Dad, because you are in for an amazing ride. God bless, and we'll see you at church.